Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Let's see. I think there was the guys that were making fun of the Israelites for building the wall and shit like that. And they were also wanting to tattle on them. They're like, you guys are doing bad. And then they sent like a message to Nehemiah like 5 times or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Nehemiah's like, no, fuck off.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be drawn into this bullshit and whatever.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he didn't end up spending the night in the church and all's good, I guess, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it was the plots of the adversaries.
Right. So. Yeah. So they didn't succeed because, you know, probably because God,
because we're in the Bible. God.
We're in the Bible. Yeah. That would be my guess.
Probably God. Right. Probably right. It sounded an awful lot like a teen drama.
Right, right. Yeah, so that was Nehemiah chapter 6.
It sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be reading
Nehemiah chapter 7.
Let's go do this.
Okie dokie.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Nehemiah chapter 7.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
After the wall had been rebuilt and I, Nehemiah, had set the doors in place.
Oh, we finally got those doors in place. We got
our doors up.
Those gaps, they were...
Yeah, they were worrying me.
Yeah, me too.
The gatekeepers, the musicians, and the Levites were appointed. So he put the doors in.
They do a lot of appointing these same fucking people over and over again.
Yeah. It's very important to them.
Yeah.
And it, I think it's
Do you know how important it is to me?
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Not at all.
Right. I put in charge of Jerusalem my brother Hanani, along with Hananiah, the commander of the citadel, because he was a man of integrity and feared God more than most people do.
Well, you got to have that fear of God.
You got to fear him.
Very important.
Fear him. Be afraid. Always be afraid.
Right.
Never not be afraid.
Wouldn't want to love him.
Yeah,
you
got
to fear him.
Fear him. Fear. Fear. Are you scared? Not scared enough. I, Nehemiah, said to them, the gates of Jerusalem are not to be opened until the sun is hot.
Okay.
Do you mean till the day is hot? Because the sun's always hot.
You're really proud of yourself just then, aren't you?
I was. Actually, I really was. While the gatekeepers are still on duty, have them... You said duty.
Oh, my God.
Have them shut the doors and bar them. You got to keep the vampires out.
Right, yeah.
Also, appoint residents of Jerusalem as guards, some at their posts and some near their own houses.
What if they got to go hunting or like something, you know, outside of the...
You got to wait.
You got to wait till it's hot outside, huh?
You got to wait till the sun is hot.
Or climb the wall.
Yeah.
The one of the two.
I mean, but you don't want to tangle with vampires.
Right. No, vampires are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the city was large and spacious, but there were few people in it, and the houses has not even yet been rebuilt.
So, basically, they have a wall, some gates, and a bunch of nothing.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Basically. So, God, my God, put it into my heart to assemble the nobles, the officials, and the common people for registration by families.
Because we need to register the families before
we
build the fucking houses.
Yeah. Yeah, we love registration.
We don't need to, like, worry about getting, you know, everything in order in the town.
Yeah,
we need to register people and say their names a lot.
Yes, because we love a good numbering and also a good census.
Except for that's questionable because God didn't like that one census.
As long as we call it a registration and not a census.
Okay,
all right. And it's for the purpose of building enough houses for all the people.
You think that's what it's for? I think they just like to... To people's names down on pieces of paper.
I'm pretty sure it's to make sure they have enough houses so they know how many they need. And, okay, I don't want to live next door to such and such because they always try
Their
to
mother's,
tell me,
father's, brother's, mother, grandfather's, great-grandfather's person, he killed my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Oh, no, see, I was just going to say because they're always, like, trying to get me to mow my lawn and I don't want to.
Well, they love these long lineages.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
yeah,
just,
it's
you know.
True. It's true. Yours is probably more accurate because they didn't have lawnmowers, but whatever. So God put it into my heart to assemble the nobles, the officials, and the common people for registration by families. I, Nehemiah, found the genealogical record of those who had been the first to return. I found those records.
Where did he find it?
Up his butt. I don't know. This is what I, Nehemiah, found written there. These are the people of the province who came up from the captivity of the exiles whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had taken captive. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his own town, in company with Zerubbabel, Joshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispareth, Bigvi, Neum and Baana.
That was parentheses
voice. Yeah. The list of the men of Israel. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Nope.
Gird your loins. The descendants of Parash, 2,172. Of Shephatiah.
This is going to be a fun chapter, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Wife loves these chapters.
Fuck off. 372. Of Ura, 652. Of Pahath Moab, through the line of Jeshua and Joab.
Of course.
2,818. Of Elam, 1,254. Of Zatu, 845. Of Zakai, 760. Of Binui, 648.
Do you think when they add extra information, like the parentheses they did with the, you know, of the whatever, those people are more important?
I don't know.
They have bigger lineages. So, like, we have to mention these people because they're, you know, really fucking important.
I don't know, but every time you interrupt me,
you gotta find your place in that list of goddamn names again.
So
I'll try to do it more often then.
Awesome. You suck. Of Bibai, 628.
Bye-bye.
Of Asgad, 2,322. Of Adonikam, that sounds like
Comic-Con.
Yeah, a convention.
Yeah.
Yeah. 667. Of Big Vi, as opposed to Little Vi, 2,067. Of Adin, 655. Of Ader, through Hezekiah, 98.
Important. Must be important.
Yes. Of Hashum, 328. Of Bezai, 324. Of Harith, 112. Of Gibeon, 95. The men of Bethlehem and Netopha, whatever, 188. Of Anathoth, 128. Of Beth Asmaveth, 42. Okay, guys, don't forget, we're just trying to read the Bible. Just get through this. We're just reading these, okay?
Right, right.
So that at the end we can say we read another chapter of the Bible, because that's our goal.
Names, numbers, and whatnot.
The whole thing.
The whole fucking thing.
Of Kariath, Jerem, Kephira, and Beeroth. Ooh, all of them combined.
Yeah.
743. Of Rama and Geba, 621. Of Mikmash, Paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
Right.
122. Of Bethel and I, 123. Of the other Nebo.
That other Nebo. You know the other Nebo.
The other Nebo. Yeah. 52. Of the other Elam.
Jesus Christ.
1,254. Of Harim, 320. Of Jericho, 345. Of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. Of Sanaha, 3,930. The priests of Im. Oh, and that was the end of that. Now we're going to name the priests.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Yeah. Jesus, God help me. Why? This is so hard and boring. I'm sorry, you guys. Okay, here we go. Of Immer, 1,052. Of Peshur, 1,247. Of Harim, 1,017. Okay, now the Levites.
Okay, ready? I'm ready.
And the musicians. And the gatekeepers.
And the gatekeepers.
And the temple servants.
Those guys too.
Okay?
Yep.
Kiro, Sia, Pardon, Labana, Hegabah, Shalmai, Hanan, Gedel, Gaher, Rea, Rezin, Nakoda, Gazam, Uza, Pesiah, Besai, Miunim, Nephusim, Bekbuk.
Can you imagine if we were like live radio and somebody just turned in the middle of one of these lists?
They'd be
like,
God.
What the fuck is happening right
this
now?
This is the boringest shit. Hekufa, Harthur, Basleth, Mahida, Harsha, Barkos, Sisera, Tema, Naziah, and Hadifa.
Yeah, Hadifa.
Woohoo! The descendants of the servants of Solomon. Ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Jala, Darkin, Giddel, Shephatiah, Hatil. Okay. The temple servants and the descendants of the servants of Solomon, 392.
Okay.
The following came up from the towns of Tel Malah, Tel Harsha, Karub, Adon, and Immer, but they could not show their families were descended from Israel. Womp womp.
Oh man, that sucks. They weren't registered.
Mm-hmm.
They were something else.
There's words missing from this, so
oh.
I don't know what it's supposed to say. Sorry. The descendants of blank.
Somebody.
Somebody. And from among the priests, these searched for their family records, but they could not find them, and so were excluded from the priesthood as unfucking clean.
No. Wait, you're unclean because you're not on the goddamn list? Yep. I didn't make the list, so I'm... What the fuck? How... Yeah. How do I get on the goddamn list? So I mean, how do I become clean again?
Well, you
what do
should,
I gotta do?
Your ancestors should have
write my ass in the fucking list.
Your ancestors should have done better by God.
Here's a couple shekels.
Probably that too.
You know,
yeah.
Just put me on the list.
Just
man.
Put me on the fucking list. The governor therefore ordered them not to eat any of the most sacred food until there should be a priest ministering with the Urim and Thummim.
That is bullshit.
So they can get clean.
Whatever.
They just got to go through extra.
Still hoops. Bullshit.
It is bullshit. You're just upset because you know you would have been left off the list. And I would have too. So we would have been like, God, it's always difficult. Why?
Right.
Everything. Yeah. Why? The whole company numbered 42,360. Besides their 7,337 male and female slaves.
You know, oh, besides those, yeah. You know, that small yeah. number that's almost like, yeah. what? Like almost a quarter of the amount of people.
Mm-hmm. Slaves.
Or at least a fifth. Whatever.
And they also had 245 male and female singers. And apparently singers
they don't
aren't
count.
Much better than slaves
right?
either.
Yeah, they got listed after the fucking slaves.
Yeah. There were 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. Mm. None of which talked.
Right.
No
not,
talking
not these donkeys anyway.
No.
Other donkey.
Yeah. Other yeah, donkey.
Other donkey.
Some of the heads of the families contributed to the work. That was good of them.
Mm-hmm.
The governor gave to the treasury 1,000 derricks of gold, 50 bulls, and 530 garments for priests.
Mm.
Some of the heads of the families gave to the treasury for the work 20,000 derricks of gold.
What's
and
a derrick?
I don't fucking know.
I've heard it before, but I don't know what a derrick is.
It's a measurement of gold.
Got it.
And 2,200 minas of silver. Which we did talk about the minas.
Did we?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but we did talk about it.
Got it. Got
They're
it.
Just measurements.
Okay.
And who cares, honestly?
Right. Gold.
Yeah.
Silver.
Gold. Silver and gold. The total given by the rest of the people was 20,000 derricks of gold, 2,000 minas of silver, and 67 garments for priests. The priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the musicians, and the temple servants, along with certain of the people and the rest of the Israelites, settled in their own towns. When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, .. That's the end of the chapter.
Oh. Yeah, it literally ends on a fucking comma.
Yeah.
That's really mid-sentence. Weird.
Yep. Mid-fucking okay. sentence.
Well, I mean, these weren't separated into chapters, you know, when they originally wrote
right.
these... documents. So.
Well, I just went into the next chapter because
yeah.
I got to finish the sentence.
Right, right.
Okay, so let me read the sentence again so that we can. Oops.
So we're gonna start. We're gonna start yeah. chapter 8 twice.
Yes. So when the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, turn the page. All the people came together as one in the square before the water gate.
Ah.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's the
and
end.
They couldn't just separate it right there.
I know.
They had to do it literally on a comma.
Literally mid-sentence.
That's so fucking dumb.
Right? Yeah. They should have asked my opinion when they split these up. I would have done a much
hey,
better
let's,
job.
Hey, let's have a whole chapter dedicated to names of fucking idiot people.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's end it on a comma.
Yeah.
That's a perfect chapter.
Perfect it's chapter.
I mean, the editors won't
There's
care.
There's absolutely nothing
Wait,
wrong with this
there
chapter.
There are no fucking editors.
Yeah.
Because this is fucking ancient times.
Yep.
This is dumb.
And we still base our laws off of these people.
Right. All right. Well, that was Nehemiah chapter 7.
And a smidge of chapter 8.
And a smidge of chapter 8. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow we will be back with...
The rest of Nehemiah chapter 8.
Yeah. And some of chapter 7 probably because we'll start at the
oh,
end.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So. Yep. All right, we'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep, We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.